Hello, Sam. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have another question from Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Hello?
Yep, your question?
Oh, yeah. Two cousins. One is his, one is mine. He said he's not having any type of feeling. And one just recently had it. And when he told me that, I was like, maybe he should look into something else or not do it at all because, did you discuss? And I don't think they're comfortable with discussing it with each other. I don't know, but he had it anyway. But he said he's not having any feeling, you know. And I was like, okay, and he didn't discuss it with me. He was with my husband. But what would he do? I mean, once.
Same thing. You know, you got to realize, you allowed him to slice you up. You signed the consent form. The consent form did say this was a complication. You just go on and live your life. I mean, you cannot seek redress or correction from the very people who maimed you.
Wow. Yeah.
That's utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. And these people, just like my brother, he's ready to get some brain surgery. The surgeons finally told him, all right now. Yeah, no improvement here. Okay, you ready? All right. Okay, let's go. So, you know, these guys were told in advance that this was a possible complication.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you have absolutely nothing, no feeling, that means they cut the nerve. They cut the nerve that controls your equipment. And so, you know, the only thing I have to offer really is a oh, well, shoulder shrug. And these guys need to start talking to each other so at least maybe they can prevent their other friends from going through the same thing.
Yeah, he did, and he did it anyway. So, it's the cancer that scares them. And well,
there
of course,
is no cancer. Prostate cancer is an illusion. It does not exist. When I say does not exist, I mean cancer is the uncontrolled growth of cells that causes death. That's cancer. So in the prostate, when you have these cells that are not considered to be normal, they are actually associated with an increased length of life. So men who get prostate cancer live longer than men who do not get prostate cancer.
Wow.
So these guys basically were diagnosed. Their diagnosis was that they were perfectly healthy. That was their diagnosis. And based on their diagnosis of being perfectly healthy, they allowed themselves to be castrated.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my! You know, I thought that's been on my mind. So, and that's what I said to myself. I said, "My God, they're castrated." But that's what it sounded like to me. I mean, seriously,
exactly what it is: castration. They submitted to castration because they were diagnosed as being healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm with the other lady who called before me. I'm grateful I found you. The information you put out there, I mean, I tell you, it's unbelievable what we're being told. But we don't have anything else to go by. But it's just, thank you, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate
you're welcome.
You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
All right. So this is something that you really need to get your brain around. So one way to help you get your brain around it is a question in the chat room. And so this needs to be addressed, because if it's not addressed, then people will be in a state of serious confusion. So we're trying to clarify this. So, Dr. Daniels. Gangsterism. Gangsterism, Dr. Daniels, the system of organized crime made legal. All right. So I went and looked it up, and that's not what the definition says on the internet. But of course, sometimes, I don't know. So gangsterism, according to the internet definition, Collins English Dictionary, is a culture of belonging to organized gangs of criminals, especially using violence. All right. All right. So he's using the term gangsterism. Are doctors indoctrinated into a life of organized crime? The answer is absolutely not. Yes, it's organized. Yes, you may disagree with some of the outcomes. However, it is not a crime. It is totally 100% legal. I'll repeat that. This is totally 100% legal. And so what this means is it's not a crime, right? You cannot go to any court in the state or in the country and say, I've been mutilated, I've been maimed, because what's their question going to be? Well, did he follow the standard of care? Well, yes, he did. Well, in that case, not a crime, no crime here. So, is their standard of care a means to keep the criminals working for the benefit of a criminal monopoly? The standard of care is a means to keep the doctors working for the benefit of the medical industrial complex, which is a monopoly, of course. That is correct. That's what the standard of care is all about. Doctors do not, I'll repeat, do not set the standard of care. Standard of care is exclusively set by the government, drug companies, hospitals, and insurance companies. Those are the only four entities who have the authority to set or establish the standard of care. No one else has that authority. In other words, a doctor does not have that authority. And what these four organizations will do is they will actually hire a doctor, pay him to sign off on the standard of care that they need to write to enhance their profits. In other words, the series of ordering tests, ordering surgeries, ordering drugs that most benefits their profit, that's the standard of care. And they hire doctors to basically sign these, giving the impression that the doctors are doing it. Are doctors part of the solution so long as they are kept muzzled so as to serve the economic interests of its syndicates, corporatists, and membership? No. No doctor can be part of the solution because as a doctor, he has to follow the standard of care. And lethal outcomes and lethality is built into the standard of care. As soon as he is observed to not be following the standard of care, then he becomes stripped of his privilege and all the goodies associated with his status in the secret society. So he loses his status in the secret society. This happened to Dr. Spock when Dr. Spock came out in favor of not eating dairy. So Dr. Spock, for your information, famous pediatrician, told all the world how to raise their babies. He knew everything, and everyone believed he knew everything. Well, unbeknownst to most people, Dr. Spock had emphysema. And so Dr. Spock married a lady, wife number, I forget how many, and she said, honey, no more dairy for you. And boom, his emphysema dissolved, evaporated. And he took the position that milk was not good, and he publicized it. As soon as he did that, no more Dr. Spock. Didn't hear about it, nothing published, no more spotlight, no more power, no more economic goodies. So, if a doctor is licensed and in good standing, he's part of the problem. Doesn't have a choice but to be part of the problem. All right, Dr. Daniels, what can you do if you battle with H. pylori? Okay, so here's that word, battle. All right. So this person is ready to wage a war. In fact, they've been waging a war, which is why they've been losing, because it's not a war. It's not about a war. So if you've been battling, I would say stop, cease and desist. With H. pylori for a while, and you tried everything and anything. Okay, so obviously, if you really believe you've tried everything, then no point talking to me, right? All right, because obviously, what could I have to offer if you've tried everything? All right, because we've got two problems here. We've got a battle going on, which is bad news. Your body does not like battles. And any battle that goes on in your body always loses. So you don't want to create a war, a battlefield out of your body. So that's problem number one. Tried everything. Problem number two, got a closed mind here. All right, let's see if we can work on this. And the doctors say antibiotics is going to be the last solution. Well, you haven't tried everything. The doctors usually start with a triple antibiotic solution, right? So you've tried that, if you've tried anything, and that's all they have to offer is a triple antibiotics. So the question is, what can you do? Let's just take the nugget out of this. What can you do? So as a practicing doctor, my patients got rid of their H. pylori with turpentine. So you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, read it twice. The site is vitalitycapsules.com, and really read it. And ask yourself, are you really following this stuff in this report? If you are, the H. pylori goes away very easily, very nicely. I mean, I had a lady who called me and said, I've tried everything. I've tried turpentine. Oh, it's not working. I said, well, what are you doing? I'm putting turpentine in my enema. I'm swishing it up my butt. I said, did the report say to do that? No, then you're not following the report. Okay. So the big deal about turpentine is you put it in the top end, and the parasites run out the bottom end, right? So if you put it in the bottom end, what happens? Parasites try and run out the top end. And sure enough, she was getting parasites and worms crawling around her eyeballs. Of course they will, because you just put the turpentine up the bottom end, so they're going to run to the other end. Not what you want. Okay. All right, let's see. So, Dr. Daniels, do secret societies have a religion of fear? In a way, so the people who are at the top of the secret society have a fear of losing their status, and the people at the bottom of the secret society have a desire to maintain or acquire more status and more goodies. So it's more they feed on ambition and fear of loss. Yeah. All right. All right, so somehow Scientology has been easily criticized, but the medical district complex is wholeheartedly accepted. I think, this is a question person, says, I think they have similar tactics. Only difference is the medical industrial complex is more established in our daily lives. It seems to me, Dr. Daniels, do you think that the medical industrial complex has become a middleman in some kind of money scheme and has weaseled its way into being the middleman scheme for everything? That's interesting. Exactly. So now you have to get a doctor's note saying you're healthy enough to work. That's government permission. You need to get a doctor's note saying you're healthy enough to go to school. Government permission. And so what's happened is the medical industrial complex has insinuated itself into the lives of healthy people as a gatekeeper, keeping people from maybe getting insurance, maybe getting a job, joining a club, a group, whatever. And so everything, it's like the medical industrial complex is the gatekeeper or the toll master. And this is not only similar to the other religions, but it's similar to what used to happen in the old days where the king would give a person a privilege in exchange for money paid, of the privilege of standing by a bridge and taking a toll. And that's what the medical industrial complex has done. It has been placed, and who has placed it there is open to discussion, but it has been placed as the toll master. You have to pay a toll to the medical industrial complex whenever you want to do anything, even if you're healthy. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. The medical industrial complex is their job just to determine if you're sick and to treat it, right? Not anymore. Not anymore. And the problem here is you've taken this medical industrial complex and insinuated everywhere throughout the day, exacting a very heavy tax and a very heavy toll. Even the toll of health insurance being more expensive in the manufacture of an automobile than the materials. This is a problem. And so what's happening is it creates a big economic drag on society. So it's insinuated itself in areas where it exacts a toll, economic payment, yet delivers nothing in return. Dr. Daniels, I think they add gluten and GMOs so there'll be more diseases and doctors can make money. That's possible. I don't really agree with that, but that's possible. Possible. But the thing to understand is the drugs are all genetically modified. The drugs themselves create the disease. And so the end game, or the not the end game, but the best play is to get someone to take a drug, any drug. One aspirin a day is a nice one to start with. And then what are they going to do? They're going to get triple that amount in medical care, and drugs need to treat the side effects of that first drug. And then you get three times as much drugs and medical intervention. That creates another three times as much in terms of medical intervention. You have an exponential growth, not two to the N power, but three to the N power. And so that's where the compounding is going. The GMOs and the gluten, all that is just pennies that fall off the table, if you ask me. Dr. Daniels, I think doctors are elitist criminals, bereft of morals and ethics. They deserve only our scorn and contempt. Well, now, okay, I'm a favor of compassion myself. But here's the deal. In order for a doctor to harm you, what have you got to do? First, you got to pay. All right. Make an appointment. Pay for the appointment. Show up for the appointment. Take off your clothes as directed. Allow yourself to be fondled. Put your clothes back on. Accept a piece of paper for poison. Then go to the pharmacy. Fill, hand them that piece of paper. Give them some money and a bunch of personal information, I might add, so they can track you. Then you go home and you have to take the pill. So there's a lot of, I think it's okay to just let doctors off the hook totally, because quite frankly, their actions or lack of actions are not part of the solution. They don't have the power to heal you. And unfortunately, they don't even have the power to stop harming you. So the best thing to do is to fashion a solution that does not include them. And yeah, scorn and contempt, I think, is a lot of energy you can just use more positively. Okay. Dr. Daniels, you think it's about the money? I think it's about the killing. Yeah, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. And for people who say, oh, follow the money trail, follow the money trail. I think if you follow the money trail, you miss the you miss what's going on here. It's really about debilitating and weakening a population of people so that they are easier to govern. I think that's the end game. It's not about the money at all. Now, the money is used as incentives to get people to submit to this. Like my brother, he'll tell you in a minute, oh, I've got insurance. I've got insurance. And so, yes, it is about using the money, a little bit of money strategically placed here and there, to create in people an incentive to submit to this mutilation and killing. And like the lady called in and said, you know, her husband, his cousins, or all have allowed themselves to be castrated. Why? Well, they had insurance, of course. Yeah. The more you can separate the payment from the act, the more you get paid, this is, by the way. And the less resistance you get to the act, which in this case is mutilation. Now, somebody's questioning the definition of recombination, but it's not recombination, it's recombinant. Recombinant technologies. So recombinant technology, aha, here it is. Recombinant DNA technology, the definition is joining together of DNA molecules from two different species that are inserted into a host organism to produce new genetic combinations that are of value to science, medicine, agriculture, and industry. All right? So that's genetic modification, GMO. And so, you know, joining together of DNA molecules from two different species and then inserting them into a host organism to produce new genetic combinations. That's like the you know, firefly gene inserted into a tomato or something. So, yes, this is exactly the same definition as genetic modification. Okay, so, and that's another way they get you. You look up recombination or part of the term, and you miss it totally. All right, we'll be back after the commercial.
Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And today's topic is, of course, secret societies and how they keep their secrets. And so, big summary here, is the medical-industrial complex is essentially a secret society. And so we've covered how they keep their secrets and why it's so important. All right, we have Sandra from Michigan. Hi, Sandra.
My question was, about March 3rd, you had a show, you mentioned about foreign newspapers. How do we go about getting the foreign newspapers?
You should be able to just check out online.
Online?
I was in India, let's just say, Indian newspapers. Or newspapers from India.
Okay. Because I know it's at certain Barnes & Nobles you
could
get.
One way to do it is just go there, you know.
The one near me,
all right,
it's closed.
Read free online news, all Indian newspapers. Yeah, just pick a
all
country.
Indian newspapers?
Yep, read them online for free. Let's see here. Language. Oh, we want English because we only speak English, even though it is India. If they could please give us one in English. Read Indian news online. World newspapers online.
World newspapers online.
Click here. View articles from the world. We don't want to view articles. We want the newspaper, right? Because if they give you articles, they cherry pick which articles they want to give you. So you don't want that. You want to be actually able to browse the newspaper at your leisure and say, wait a minute, that was pretty interesting. Well, that little thing happened with the water in India. Could that be happening with our water in the United States? Well, wait. This is a little similarity here. So that's really what you're trying to pick up. If you're trying to pick up similarities, you're trying to understand another perspective of what's actually happening all around you.
Right. Because I'm here in Michigan. There was water that happened in Flint, Michigan, which is not far from me.
Yeah, let's just take a look at that. I did a whole radio show on that water, by the way. But here's the deal. Everyone knew the water tasted bad. Come on. Really? As bad as that water tasted, you really thought it was safe to drink? I don't know if I need to tell you that nasty-tasting, cloudy, filthy water with junk floating on it is not good to drink. You can figure that out your own darn self. In fact, even in the articles about it, there were people in Flint, Michigan saying, this water is terrible. Don't drink the water. And other people say, well, it came out the faucet. I'm drinking it. So they were already, everyone knew the water was undrinkable. So the question is, do you have a responsibility, once you decide the water is undrinkable, to stop drinking it, or do you have to obediently wait for the government to tell you to stop drinking it? That's the question. Yeah. And so personally, I think the best outcome for Flint would have been to absolve the government of any and all liability. And tell people, no, the government is not responsible. You're on your own. And then they would wake up and start taking responsibility in that area of their life and other areas of their life, and they would be a lot better off. But now it's like, go back to sleep. The government cares. You're just a baby. Let's read a lullaby. And it's unfortunate.
Yes, terribly unfortunate. Terribly, terribly, terribly unfortunate.
But the point is that people have decided, oh, the government cares. Okay, we're all right. I think I'm here on the internet, and what they're doing is they're giving international top stories. That is, that's a little, that's better than nothing, but you're still getting a fair amount of censorship.
Okay.
So what you want to get is, I think if you keep looking, you'll be able to find newspapers online for free from other countries. And you can pick even little countries like Philippines.
Okay.
Philippines newspaper. Online free. Yeah, here it is. From online newspapers.
Online newspapers?
Pick a newspaper you want. In English, Asian correspondent. Cebu Daily News.
Okay. Daily
it is. They have all the different sections of the newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's what you do. You want to just find the newspapers online for free and not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Okay. Bye. All right. Nicole from California. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Dr. Daniel. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
I had a question about whether the turpentine causes the parasites that you feel wriggling in your head to leave through the rest of the elimination through your bowels.
No. That's why you need vitality capsules. Vitality capsules get the bowels flowing, and the turpentine gets the parasites to want to get into the flow.
Oh yes.
So the reason you still have the parasites is they want to stick around. They're very comfortable. In fact, they like it there. And so what you have to do is you create a situation where the parasites say, I think it's time for me to leave. But if you are not having regular bowel movements, the parasites will say, let's see, I'm in her eyeball. Let me relocate to the ear. Not the ear. Let me relocate to the throat. And so you have these parasites just moving around your body of all these like weird symptoms that seem to be migrating. And so to stop that or fix that, you just increase your bowel movements. And, you know, so you need both. The turpentine alone will not create the bowel movements. It just creates a desire on the part of the parasites to let go.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. I have been taking vitality capsules for about a month. So maybe I just need to increase with 3 bowel movements, but it needs probably be more.
At least 3. Yeah. Did you get the report from the website, the Candida Cleaner report?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
read that again, because it explains to you that the Turpentine, all it does is make the parasites want to leave. It does not give them a way out.
Oh, no, I understand that. Yeah. But I just, yeah. And, you know, I did fall off for a little while of, actually, you know, I was cutting back because I was having more than three and it was just getting uncomfortable. And then I, you know, that was for about a few days. So I think maybe things moved around. They moved around during that time. So now I'm getting back on it again get the three ball moving. Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. But the fact that the head is so far, they still will migrate back down.
Yes. What happens is what you don't realize is you feel like you have parasites in your head, but you actually have parasites all the way down. And the ones that are not leaving your head is because the other ones are in the way.
Oh, my God.
Right,
well,
you got an assembly line, a waiting line of parasites waiting to leave.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, the things that I have been seeing coming out of me and at the amount, it's horrifying. I mean, I'm grateful, but it's horrifying at the same time. Yeah, it's just so amazing. It's an amazing process.
Yes, because you were misinformed and believed that they did not even exist.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I'm in my 50s, so this, you know, could be a condition I've lived with for decades, right?
Exactly. In fact, before they had things like public education and all this sophistry we're exposed to, you know, public education, K-12, college, and this and that, everyone knew about parasites. And parents treated their kids every week for parasites. It was considered irresponsible not to. But we've got two generations of people who or families that just have not had access to that information.
Right. Oh, it's amazing. Well, I am so thankful that I found you. I don't even remember how I found out about you, but I'm a devoted follower, and I'm so appreciative of your work. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Can't you see I'm burning?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have got all kinds of questions here. Okay. The important thing I really want to stress so I'm getting a lot of comments here about doctors being criminals. The medical industrial complex is a criminal gangster organization. There is no crime here. There is no crime. Every single thing I'm talking about is totally, absolutely legal, supported by the government, endorsed by the government. It is totally 100% legal. So whatever you might think about it, it is legal. Okay, got that off my chest. So, Dr. Daniels, what do you think of a person taking antibiotics, then taking turpentine with vitality capsules to get rid of everything? All right, so the antibiotics are anti-life, and what they get rid of and kill is you. So, if you're trying to get healthy, I personally don't think there's a role in there for antibiotics. Just my opinion. The turpentine and vitality capsules have a long and proven record. Well, Dr. Daniels, is it hard with H. pylori parasites for so long? And if a person's had H. pylori for a long time and nothing has worked, what would work? Again, so H. pylori, first of all, you need to understand it. So it's a tap water contaminant, okay? So H. pylori comes from your tap water. So if you're drinking tap water, then you're reintroducing H. pylori. That's number one. And the reason you're going to deal with this for so long is you keep drinking tap water. So if you're drinking tap water, even if you're drinking bottled water, which is called spring water, it's basically tap water, you're drinking H. pylori. So you've got to stop putting the stuff in. And so whenever you have a parasite condition that's hanging around, let's say you've done turpentine, you've done vitality capsules, and it's not helping, then the problem is you're still putting the parasites in. So that is your problem here, is you're putting the parasites back in. Dr. Daniels, what do you think about putting a doctor to a real test and asking them some questions and recording them to find out how little they really know? I think it's really a waste of time, money, and any other resource that you might put in there. I don't think it matters, because your doctor is not that he's stupid or that he's intelligent. It's that he is simply a mouthpiece. I mean, it's like questioning a microphone. It's just not a sensible way to get at anything, at useful information. I recently had an eye test, and the eye doctor discovered a cholesterol deposit in my left eye. All right, well, the question is, where is this cholesterol deposit? If it's on the white part of your eye, it's not affecting your vision. So, you know, don't trouble till trouble troubles you. That's what I would say. Okay. All right, so I'm trying to understand this question. So, Dr. Daniels, how do you deprogram people and get them to realize they're killing themselves with their belief system? You don't. You don't. They have to deprogram themselves. They have to follow their belief system to its logical, painful conclusion. And then they'll say, whoa, problem over here. I must have a false belief. Let me sort through this and see if I can figure out what that belief was. And that's really the only way to deprogram people. You are not going to deprogram a person who feels that they are getting all of their must-haves from their present belief system. So only at the point where they are no longer getting what they want from their present belief system will they choose to change it. So the idea that you can deprogram somebody is, I think, a posture or attitude that can be fraught with disappointment and maybe even ruin your friendship or cause you to, you know, not like this other person. So I think all you can do is allow people to decide if they like their programming. And if they do like their programming, I mean, that's fine. So your decision really is, knowing what their programming is, can you piggyback onto that programming and, with the assistance of that programming, have a good friend? Okay. All right. What else? We've got all of these. Okay. So one person says, well, if a person is going to submit to surgery, I think they should at least not do it during a full moon when bleeding is hard to stop. Yeah, so do the surgery. If you're going to have surgery done, at least do it on the no moon when bleeding is at its minimum. All right. Dr. Daniels, where can I find recordings of your old shows? You can go to vitalitycapsules.com/truthfiles. Dr. Daniels, do you think there's any truth to all that eating for your blood type? No. Dr. Daniels, if a person drinks a lot of water all day and then wakes up at night feeling sluggish, no, then wakes up with feeling sluggish. Maybe they feel sluggish in the morning. Ah, okay. What can you do to not wake up like that? Okay, so the answer then is you have a diet problem. There's something you're eating or not eating in your diet that's causing you to wake up sluggish. Usually it's a liver problem. Your liver has not completed its work during the night. So if you maybe add liver to your diet or add milk thistle to your diet, that might help you wake up ready to go. Dr. Daniels, do you believe there's any benefit to sleeping in certain directions, say with your head to the east or the north or something like that? I think you have to try these things out for yourself. And if you find sleeping a certain direction makes you feel better, then I would say stick with it. I know my husband was just absolutely fanatical about his head pointing towards, I forget which direction it was. I just followed orders. But yes. And for me, since he was happier with his head pointing in that direction, I was happier too. Dr. Daniels, could addictive properties in sports drinks cause a person to get palpitations? The answer is sports drinks can cause people to get a flippy heart. Not so much because of the aspartame, although it might not help. But with the sports drink, the problem is you're changing the electrolytes, and that's what controls the heart is electrolytes. So if you're drinking, we'll call them sports drinks, recreationally, you've not engaged in any sport, then the electrolytes they add to you may actually cause an imbalance because you don't have a deficiency for them to replace. So that's that story. So water is the beverage of choice. All right. Okay, Dr. Dan, I've heard people say that when they visit other countries or travel, they don't seem to have weight gain problems even when they eat similar foods as at home. That is correct. A lot of people, when they come to Panama, they notice they lose about 5 pounds a week just being here, just being in Panama. They'll lose weight. Why? Because the foods don't have as many chemicals in them. And the availability of processed foods is a lot less. Also, in the restaurants here in Panama, especially the, we'll say, super low-end restaurants, a lot of them literally, they go out back and kill a chicken, and that's where they get their chicken from. And so they have patio chickens that they serve in the restaurant for chicken. Or they'll raise their own hog in the backyard, and they'll slaughter that hog, and they'll serve that pork in the restaurant until that pig is done. So it's very low-tech around here. In a lot of countries, it is low-tech, and that low-techness is reflected in the fact that the food is easier to digest. Hey, Dr. Daniels, I had surgery, ACL. Those of you who don't know, that's the anterior cruciate ligament surgery in 1986. Those of you who don't realize, 1986 was a long time ago. I was told I would have to replace the replacement in 12 years. This is 32 years ago. You've waited 32 years. The doctor told you to replace it in 12 years. I feel great. I have no pain, no issues. I can bear weight. I can even do Tai Chi. There's a bolt in there. Do they corrode? Is there any reason to seek a follow-up? Okay. So I tell anyone who's escaped from the medical industrial complex to keep going. So this person in 1986, basically 32 years ago is what he's saying, had a surgical procedure and was told to get it replaced in 12 years. And this really feeds right into what we talked about last week, is there is no doctor shortage because they create work for themselves. So this doctor created a paycheck for himself at the 12-year point just in case you're doing good. So I would say, no, there's no reason to do anything. I had a root canal when I was 16. I said, now you got to come back and get a cap on that tooth. And I said, yeah. So at age 16, I'm now 61. I have not gone back. I have not gotten a cap on tooth, and I'm perfectly happy. So you need to decide, based on how well you're doing, whether you need or don't need something. And it sounds like you're doing pretty well to me. All right, we're going to slide this up. Dr. Daniels, I'm thinking of charging people to talk to me over the telephone or Skype. Would you have any advice how I could pull this off? Just Google charging money to talk to people over Skype, and there's all kinds of ideas and different ways of doing it. You can even do webcams on the dark web. There's a lot of stuff out there. All right, so yeah. Do I need to dust off my mail order degrees and awards? Probably not. I don't think anyone who would pay you on Skype or the phone cares about your degrees and awards. Okay. All right, here's a question. Dr. Daniels, if Sheila didn't be complex 50, with such a powerful combo, why was it that Jaravito and Hishawu was what helped your gray hair the most? Well, because I was 30 years old back then, 31 years ago, and I didn't know about Sheila Jit or B Complex 50 back then. I have to confess. Okay. Do you have a favorite source of Hishawu? No, I do not. They say Hishawu needs to be cooked in black bean stew to reach its fullest medical strength. No clue. However, you can buy Hishawu in capsules, open it up, and cook it with black beans and see how it goes. Just definitely go for it. All right, so we have someone in the chat room who says, anything that destroys male sperm level messes up their emotional state. Low sperm level and low sex drive and depression go hand in hand. That is a fact. A man cannot feel balanced without enough sperm level. That's why soy and estrogenic foods are so harmful for men, especially. It's not just about sex drive, it's overall well-being. I would have to say I absolutely agree with that. However, there's a consideration here. What causes this low sperm count, low sex drive, depression could be low testosterone, which is caused by low cholesterol diets. Yes, you did it to yourself. All right, we'll be back after.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Dealing with Dr. Daniels. We have a quick comment from Winnie. Hi, Winnie.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You mentioned a few things. One of the previous speakers mentioned something about the prostate operations. And, you know, if you Google, I'm sure you know about Agenda 21.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're, you know, where they want to get rid of the population, and they're doing it pretty well with the food, the water, the air, the medical drugs, and then the medicinal marijuana, which is just anesthetizing the people so that we're dumbed down. And also a question that was, well, that was about the prostate. And of course, then there's no more procreation when you're, you know, when you're cutting nerves and things in, you know, certain areas.
Yeah. Also, everyone, ladies get their hysterectomies and the guys get their castration.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Agenda 21. Google. And the other thing, a question about the castor oil. If I use that as a lubricant all over my body, is that blocking my pores because it's so thick?
No. It doesn't block pores. That's not what it does.
All right. And if I have parasites, which I'm sure I do, and I use I'm talking overly populated, like one of those previous callers mentioned, and if I use coconut oil, would that flavor or that slight sweetness of that feed the parasites?
Well, first of all, you're in New York, you're in New York, so in New York, you don't have any business using anything tropical.
Oh.
Yeah, you stick with stuff that's, you know, from your particular environment.
What is there in oils? I'm using avocado oil and olive oil, and neither of those are
produced here.
What are you
doing with it? Eating it or putting it on your skin?
Okay, but what about eating? Is it okay, either of
those?
Yeah,
I wouldn't bother with avocado oil. Definitely doesn't work. Maybe
you said no avocado.
Could use olive oil, but I don't even bother with that anymore. Quite honestly, I would use olive oil if you're going to on the skin only. That's pretty much all I would use it for. The other thing I use olive oil for is maybe a liver flush, but as part of the daily diet, I personally don't see any benefit to it. Just
okay, so you're saying that I should just do avocado oil in my food, cooking.
I'm saying you should use maybe bacon grease or some other kind of leftover grease.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, what are you putting in your food for?
Well, when I saute something or in the salad dressing.
Yeah, so just use leftover bacon grease for that.
Really? Oh. Wow, that's pork. I'm thinking pork is really bad.
Or you could use, if you make bone broth, you can skim the fat off of that and use that.
Oh, okay.
Or you could use butter. But all the vegetable oils are not helpful to your body's fat needs. Your body needs cholesterol and fat for the adrenal glands for energy. So none of these vegetable oils give you that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
And the turpentine, I remember my grandmother taking turpentine. And I asked my sister about it, and she said she remembers my uncle giving it to a cousin for a cold.
That's right.
Back in the day. Yeah. So. Well, those are my questions. So one more with the eating part, then what am I using other than bacon grease for my food? Because I've been buying all this stuff because it's supposed to be so healthy.
The word is supposed to be. So you've been listening to a lot of paid advertising.
Yeah. And if I'm having...
We are done. We're done.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
Winnie,
you know what?
For
I would love to go to. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. That is it. We are done until next week. As always, think happens and visit vitalitycapsules.com to get your free report.
Then once again, you said you would come.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.